final comment from Chuck. Putting patients on the B38 study, you're seeing people getting both TAC as well as dose-dense AC paclitaxel as well as the experimental arm. Any observations or data we have, and just quality of life, the things Joyce was talking about, fatigue, et cetera, comparing TAC to dose-dense AC paclitaxel?
Of course, what we have to look at are our toxicity tables, mainly looking at 3s, 4s, and 5s. We are specifically going after grade 2 neurotoxicity and a few of the other things that we know lower grades do matter. But the striking thing so far is that the regimens really aren't segregating in terms of toxicity to the degree that I think a lot of us thought we might see. We're not going to pick up grade 1, grade 2 fatigue differences with what we're doing. And those things, certainly in the clinic, you can see that. But the major toxicities that are monitored on the trials, we're not seeing really any apparent differences with the cytokine support that everybody gets on the trial.